Forgive me if my voice at any point sounds shaky, but I just felt the need to express how I'm feeling personally at this moment and how it's been in relating these scenarios regarding Cecilia Stein. It is by no means easy. I know in the audios I sound okay or okay-ish enough because when I try relate each scenario, I seriously try withhold my emotions. But after each recording and often while recording, I've had to press pause too many times. And too many times I've also had to just stop and delete and try again. It is incredibly hard. My pulse is racing. I'm shaking. My nerves are a wreck. But not out of fear. It's out of every other relating emotion. The horror, the sadness, the true concept of reality that my mind is still trying to embrace. I mean, from what you've heard, from the little, and I stress little, that you've heard me relate. I know it's dumbfounded and horrified so many people just from the comments and messages that I've seen and received. So I'm hoping you can imagine how I must feel or how I'm feeling while I'm relating all of this, and what it was like back when I was friends with Cecilia Stein and through the investigation. And it often gets extremely hard to talk with the lump in my throat. And every single day now, since posting the audios publicly, it's hit me so much more. Not because it's public, but because I am recording more and more. Whereas at the end of last year, when I started recording, I eventually had to stop. It also hit me like this, but the nightmares became far too hard to endure. The paranoia set in, so many different things hit me, and I had to stop recording in the hopes that the symptoms and side effects would go away, but they never did. The only thing that happened was I stopped recording for about 2 to 3 months. And then, with person after person, online and in person, talking to me and asking questions about the Krugersdorp killers, it eventually got me to get myself to start recording again. I'd hoped that it wasn't going to hit me as hard as the first time I'd done a set of recordings, but it has. It definitely has. And it's extremely hard for me to relate all these things because the memories are so clear and it's things I had hoped to forget and to put in my past, but it's constantly coming up every single day. And I know the only way to get through something like this is to actually work through it and to talk about it. But now, as you can imagine, from everything I had experienced with Cecilia Stein, I find it exceptionally hard to trust anybody, or should I say, trust anybody enough to be exceptionally raw and exceptionally real with in terms of expressing my emotions or allowing anyone to actually see them, to see how it truly does affect me. I've honestly become very good at just talking about it without showing emotions, but it does get extremely hard when I talk too much or about certain incidences. And with finding it extremely hard to trust people, I'm honestly feeling like I'm going through this completely alone. I don't talk to anybody about this. I don't talk to anybody about the audio recordings, how I feel, what goes through my mind, the sleepless nights, the feedback I get, the past scenarios, the investigation, anything that is aside from what I'm sharing publicly. I mean, I am extremely grateful for, I'm honestly and truly grateful for the enormous amount of feedback that I've received from people in South Africa as well as across the globe. I'm actually honestly dumbfounded. But aside from that, I am technically doing this alone. I don't share anything of what I go through personally with anybody. I mean, after I had left Cecilia Steyn, it took me, I think, about 4 years to finally find a counselor who I felt safe enough to talk to. And it took her 3 years to finally get me to actually open up properly. And then she eventually relocated to another country. And I definitely do not have any intention of finding another counselor or psychiatrist or psychologist or anything of that sort. I just simply don't trust that easily in general, and more so because of what I've been through. And even in terms of talking to family and friends, I don't. I honestly don't really open up. I've seen what this whole ordeal has done to my family, how they are still petrified and worried sick for my safety. And the same with my friends. So I purposely choose not to tell them, because I don't want to add more worry to worry. They've been through enough. And I know some people will think it's dumb of me to go through this alone, but right now that's the only way it's happening. So it's extremely, 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 extremely hard. I wanted to actually post on my website a blog post about how I was feeling and what was going through my mind after the last few audio podcasts and the feedback and everything else, but I couldn't bring myself to type. I couldn't even express myself in words. I could only talk. So even though I'm not technically talking to somebody that's at least sitting in front of me, I'm still at least talking. And I know from experience, talking does help. I can't tell you how many times after so many recordings where I've broken down and cried. And I even feel the tears welling up now. Then there are moments where the emotions that come up are so harsh where I basically attack my punching bag. And I haven't touched my punching bag in years. But I needed a release. And I even tried to punch it just now, but a few days ago, I think I seriously hurt my hand from punching it. But there is so much that's built up, or maybe just so much that's been withheld on the inside of me that I haven't released, and I'm busy releasing. And in having started the audios at the end of last year, it felt like I had opened Pandora's box, where everything just started rushing out at me. And the strange part was, when I started doing the audios, I thought that if anything hit me, it would be regarding things about Cecilia Stein, but it even started hitting me about my own past in other aspects. It felt like everything was rushing at me at once. That was a lot. But stupidly, I hoped that if I stopped recording for a while, that I could somehow slow down or close this Pandora's box just for a breather. You know, I was definitely wrong. And I realized eventually that now that this box is open, I have no choice to either sink or swim with it. I either have to survive or drown in it. So, as always, I choose to survive and fight through it. I know I personally still have a way to go to get through this whole scenario for what I experienced. And honestly, there's a lot of times in the audio recordings and even sometimes in interviews, it feels like I'm in counseling, more so in the audio recordings. Because when I record it and I'm alone, that's when I'm the most raw. That's when I'm the most real. Because I don't have to hide how I'm feeling from the person who's standing or sitting in front of me. And just to add, the other reason why I also basically hide how I'm feeling when people are in front of me, it's because I've seen what it does to them. And even if they are just a hearer of the news, and they weren't affected personally, I still see how it affects them in some way or other. And then I see this overwhelming sadness in their eyes. Whereas if I relate the hardcore facts without showing any emotion or very few emotions, it doesn't seem to hit these people as hard. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just something I've experienced. And I'm not the type of person that wants to add more pain to pain, even if it's just relating a story or a scenario. So that's basically one of the reasons why I am definitely far more raw and far more real when I'm recording alone. It just takes me, there's a combination of reasons. The finding someone to trust enough to be that real with in showing how I truly feel. And then also not wanting to affect the other person in any way that's negative. I seem to find it a complex scenario, I guess. But I'm a bit lost for words in trying to explain that right now. But I hope you understand what I mean. And at the same time, I eventually realized that people need to know that even though I portray these scenarios and these facts in a less emotional way and more of a factual way, several people have said to me that I seem to talk about it from a third person perspective, as if it has happened to somebody else. I know I can do that. I know I do that often. But I eventually realized that people need to see that there's a real person behind all of this, and that it, when I relate these stories, when I get feedback from families of the victims and friends of the victims, when I recall the memories, when I remember the facts and the evidence for the victims, people need to know at the end of the day that it affects me so much more than what they realize or what they experience from me when I talk about these things. And people just need to see there's a real person who really cares. I want to speak up for the victims, and I want to speak up for potential future events in order to warn people, which I've just mentioned in my audio about the hitmen. There's various reasons, but at the end of the day, after I press play, record, and post the audios, most of the time after that, my pulse is racing, my nerves are a wreck, and I break down and cry. This is far harder than anyone actually understands.